Spokesperson for Amathole District, Nonceba Madikizela Mvuso, is joining me now to help us understand what government's stance is at this particular time. Nonceba, thank you so much for joining us at such short notice. We were just speaking to Dr. Imtiaz Suleiman, who's trying to find as many solutions as possible for people across the district. Unfortunately, what has exacerbated an already difficult water strain has been this municipal strike, and we wanted to understand a little bit more about what the demands are. Thanks for joining us.
Morning. Morning to you and your listeners. And thank you for having Amathole District Municipality on your show. What is happening currently is that from the 28th of July, there has been an unlawful protest by employees. And of course, upon listening to them, the executive called a meeting with them to try and understand their demands. And key in their demands is the issue of salary increases, which has not taken place since 2019-2020 financial year. So basically, they downed tools because of the increases that they would like to receive. The meeting agreed that there will be further consultations with other stakeholders, which is National and Provincial Treasury, as well as COCTA, because the reason for this consultation is that it is not a secret how the financial position of the municipality is, that the municipality is technically bankrupt, and because most of its budget goes for salaries. Therefore, there are two reasons that have led to this. One of those is the fact that there has been a recategorization of our municipality from grade 6 to a 7, which was found to be unlawful by the Makhanda High Court.
What does that mean? Sorry, what does the 6 to 7 mean?
The grading of the municipality, which also affects how you then would reinvest your employees.
Of course, okay.
Yeah. So this was found to be unlawful by the Makhanda judgment because the executive took the matter to court. As you know, you cannot just reverse people's salaries without proper procedure and consultations. So because of all of this, it was agreed that there will be extensive consultation with the other parties, which I've already mentioned. Mm-hmm. And now what is outstanding is that there be a feedback to the employees of what those consultations entailed. And that feedback is expected to take place today. Reason for this is because it was supposed to have taken place about 4 days back, but you will recall that, or perhaps you are not aware, that our political leadership, which is now the top three, the Troika, as we refer to them, the Speaker, the Executive Mayor, and the Chief Whip, were recalled by their organization, their deploying organization. And therefore, yesterday, we just received the new leadership. So that new leadership needs to get this briefing, and then the briefing goes to the employees.
Regardless of all this that's happening in the background, Nonceba, let's just go back to your very first sentence. This is an unlawful strike.
Yes.
It is now the 12th? Of August, and you said this kicked off on the 28th of July. What has the district municipality undertaken as consequence for an unlawful strike?
Well, the strike really, because it was taking place at the head office. You know, it wasn't at the beginning, it wasn't affecting service delivery. Until then, employees decided to now sabotage the system. Now, how they do this is to close the valves or leave water running or disrupt the power in our plant. So we are now, what we are doing is to at least find alternatives on how we can get the plant going, which is, and we've also called on to the leadership of the municipality to at least get its members into order. We don't have people that have been confiscated or caught in the action where we would say, okay, at least there's this that we are doing, which is a consequence because we have these people that have since been found. These acts happen in all weird hours of the day.
Have you deployed law enforcement? Have you asked for backup?
We have asked for law enforcement authorities to assist us. We have asked the communities that if they see anything that is untoward in our plants, they also assist us to report such acts. But what the municipality intends to do at the end of it all is that whilst we consolidate all the damage that is happening, we will obviously take the workers into task with obviously through their unions, because the unions have owned the strike, that it is, though it is unlawful, it is theirs. So we will then have to take it upon those people to actually ensure that whatever would have been the damage is actually paid back or reimbursed. But we continue to apologize to our stakeholders, to apologize to our communities, because now they are at the receiving end of this, and this has nothing to do with them. And that is why, with our plea to employees, we are saying that there is no Amatole without communities. So you cannot make communities suffer because you are in disagreement with those that are in management. You must find each other in a roundtable form. Hence, we are also stressing the part that says we don't believe we have exhausted the discussion, you know, with finding each other in the right way.
Well, no, so Nonceba, I apologize.
That they have gone this far.
We are out of time, Nonceba, but I just have to leave this here. The apology to the community rings very hollow, because you're telling me that you want to sit at a round table with a union that is owning an illegal strike. They are negotiating in poor faith, in bad faith. How in the world is this still being taken for consultation when they are sabotaging the very basis for negotiation? I think, I unfortunately, I do have to leave it there, but that's my final question to you.
Ma'am, because these are our employees, and like I said, we have not caught someone in the action. We believe it is them who are behind the sabotage. And because someone is owning the strike, someone has owned the strike in the form of a union that, yes, we are protesting, then those are the people that we plan to take to task beyond this exercise.
Well, we're very grateful. This has been a very thorough rundown, so I appreciate it, particularly at such short notice. Nonceba, we really hope to stay in touch, and I hope that we will have a positive update the next time we do speak.
Thank you.